For the weekend show here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney at the helm on this rocky, rocky road that we find ourselves now being a part of. Then you feel like we got like pebbles. Remember when you were a kid and you were walking down the street and or at a beach somewhere and the pebbles would get in the back of your shoes? Was it the worst? Was it the most annoying thing? That's what Congress is to me. They're like the pebbles that get in your shoes that aren't supposed to be there. So, after the fiscal cliffhanger is solved, we now roll officially into the 113th Congress. Is this going to be any better than the Congresses we've seen before? It's the most diverse, for one. John Boehner, for two, is still leading the pack at the House as the Speaker. He narrowly escapes. With a victory, he's voted in again as the Speaker, had 10 votes to spare, and there were, or no, 20 votes to spare, and there were 10 who abandoned ship, who said, yeah, I'm not going to say I do for Boehner. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say yay. And he was choked up, but he kept his Speaker's job because he's been under a lot of pressure. He may have the worst job in Washington. However, I do not feel sorry for him. Here's the thing. If you speaketh one thing and then you doeth another, what happens? Eventually, people don't trust what leaves your lips. And Boehner on board, pressing, that no way are we going to compromise. And then in the end, he compromised. So how do you think people are going to feel about you when you deflect from what you said was at the heart of the so-called fiscal made-up cliff? Because we know it was a made-up date. We know it was a whole made-up thing. Yes, we're having massive financial problems. Yes, we have a crazy, ridiculous deficit that I think is going to go beyond $20 trillion. But regardless, it was an arbitrary date. And what did we say initially was going to happen? What happens every single time? It's the Hollywood ending. We rode in and saved the day. And then somebody else fell off the horse. And I think John Boehner fell off the horse. And he's lucky that he was voted in again as Speaker. So he was crying for probably a myriad of reasons. So there was some defections and there was a serious challenge to Boehner. And at first it wasn't looking good. I got some texts early in the day, and I was thinking, oh, they're going to unseat him. They're going to unseat him. But he was sworn in, and he's still there. Public service, baby. It's not for everybody, is it? I wanted to go through a list. Do we have, like, some jazz music or tequila or something we can play in the background? Charles is in charge of all that. Maybe he can dig it up. But I have a list of the Republicans who didn't vote for Boehner, right? Congressman Justin Amash voted for Raul Labrador. Congressman Jim Bridenstine voted for Eric Cantor. Congressman Paul Brown voted for Alan West. Also, Gohmert voted for West. Congressman Jones voted for David Walker. You had Congressman Tom Massey, who voted for Amash, too. You had Congressman Steve Pierce, who voted for Cantor. You had Congressman Ted Yoho, who voted for Cantor. So there were some votes for Cantor, for sure. And then there was a vote present and a did not vote, a couple of did not votes. Mulvaney didn't vote. So, you know, he wasn't looking good in the beginning of this thing when they were starting to do that roll call. There were a few rocky moments, I think, for Boehner. Of everything that happened in and outside of Washington connected to politicians, besides all the nonsense with the cliff, I think the biggest takeaway that I have on the week that was is what a new year for Al Gore, the inventor of the Internet, she said sarcastically. Al Gore gets 70 to 100 million by selling Current TV, And he does it to avoid, partially, to avoid the Obama tax hikes. So Al Gore, who's all about the green, dishes his network to Al Jazeera for that massive amount of money, his take. That's not the whole thing, but that's what he would pocket. Al Jazeera is going to pay about $500 million for Current TV, and that includes the little piece that Gore has. So, I mean, this guy just keeps getting richer. He was already making millions once he jumped into the whole internet deal. And he has really shifted from politician to businessman. I mean, you know, the Current TV sale, it is as many times the maximum net worth of $1.7 million that he got while he was running for president, that he was reporting anyway, and he was running for president in 1999. Can you imagine? So he's a guy who invested in a ton of startups. He's on the board of Apple. He's an advisor to Google. And who knows what else? He's a partner at Kleiner, Perkins, Caulfield, and Byers. And I'm sure there's something else that we've missed in the search over what Al Gore is doing now. So how about that? And this is a guy who was smashing criticism. I just got to say, it doesn't matter what stripes, Democrat, Republican, when you're talking out of both sides of your mouth, like I was saying about Boehner, who actually I liked initially. You look at Al Gore, and he smashed Romney for his tax havens, offshore tax havens. He smashed Warren Buffett for his own escapisms when it comes to taxes. But then Al Gore, to escape the high income taxes, also does the same thing. He rushes the deal. Let's get this deal done by December 31st. Let's get it done. But here's the thing. The deal, the John Hancock's, weren't officially signed until January 4th. So January 4th, am I right here? 1, 2, 3. January 3rd. Because it wasn't signed until January 3rd, he and the partners have to pay 23.8% capital gains tax, rather than 15%. You know what that means? The government that he worked for so long gets $8.8 million of that money. $8.8 million. Do you believe it? So it just goes to show you. I mean, Gore was, like I said, making tons of money with his investments from Procter & Gamble, Amazon, you know, whatever. And when he jumped into some of the startups that he invested in. So he gets massive money from the sale of Current TV. So how about that? No longer can he stand and hold up the green sign, I don't think, if you go back and you look at what Al Jazeera is. Because, you know, the huge amounts of money that you think about it, that we're borrowing basically from China, and how critical Gore was of so many things related to taxes, etc. And Al Jazeera gets some funding from the government of Qatar, a small country on the eastern side of the Arabian Peninsula that gets almost its gross domestic product from oil and gas. Oh my, oh my. So much for green. Green of a different sort. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I like to see you right across the floor. Tonight, you can weigh in on those either by hitting us up on the chat. Just go to the website, americatonight.net. Also, see, all roads lead to the website. I might not be making the money Al Gore's making, but I'm smart enough to use his invention. So if you go to americatonight.net, you can also weigh in on fair or foul by sending us a quick email. So you got chat, you got email, and then you can ring us. So if you want to ring in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But before we get to fair or foul, you know, sometimes I feel like I don't want the show to be so much of a downward pull. We need some good news, don't we? I'm sick of talking about the two-faced people in Washington. Let's talk about a silver lining, a better moment, let's say. Let's talk about the Daily Salute. The Daily Salute to me goes out to all of the kids. Do you love that crowd that just stops on a dime? Poof, they're done. I have to hand it to the kids that went to Sandy Hook Elementary, because can you imagine the kids who saw some pretty awful things, and there were a lot of them, by the way, that did see the dead bodies of their 20 schoolmates or the adults that were also slaughtered in that horrible massacre. Well, now they get on a school bus and they go to a new neighborhood, a new school in Newtown, Connecticut, because they were scarred, I'm sure. They have to be scarred in some way by the second worst school shooting in our history just 3 weeks ago. So classes started on Thursday for 400 students at Sandy Hook Elementary, but it's not, here's the thing, will it ever go back to what normal was? The answer to that is no. And imagine the surviving parents of the students that were killed how that must hang over in their minds. But, you know, again, here's the great thing. Kids are kids. They are, I think kids are resilient. So going back to school on Thursday, bravo, is a very, very good thing. And they're in another neighborhood going to school because of at Sandy Hook Elementary, what happened is that that's a crime scene still. So now are things going to revert, like I said, back to normal? And the answer is...
There is a time for every purpose under heaven.
Yeah, there is a time. There is a time when things could revert back to normal, but I think it's going to take a little bit of time. But bravo that they went back to school and they're giving it their best to understand, to move forward, and all that kind of stuff. So all of those kids, all those people get my admiration for doing what they, you know, doing what they have to do, finding a way to figure out how to get through it. Because that's what happens in life. You got to, and many of you know, you just got to go through the pain. There we go. We just had to ply the crowd with some Red Bull. So fair or foul, we got a couple of them, and you might have even seen some of these probably all over the internet. I don't know if these stories were all over the internet, but I'm assuming some of them are. It's just they're too big to not be. And here's one of them. How about the teenagers drugging their parents to go on the internet after the curfew? Hey, I'm going to show them. They won't let me go on my Facebook. They won't let me troll through Craigslist. No, I'm going to show them. I'm going to drug them. I'm going to give them massive sleeping pills so I can do what I want to do. That's what happened in California. Two teenagers were arrested. They gave their parents milkshakes spiked with prescription sleeping pills because, you know, they wanted to use the internet when they were told they were supposed to not use it when the curfew was on. And the shakes worked. The parents were a little bit suspicious because they felt crappy when they woke up the next day, like they were hungover from some drug-induced sleep. And guess what? It was a drug-induced sleep. It wasn't a dream. So here's the thing that's really crazy. The parents got a drug kit from the cops because they wanted to test themselves. They wanted to see what happened. So the tests come back positive. They go to the police with the results. A 15-year-old daughter and a 16-year-old friend get taken to juvie, and they get booked on suspicion of conspiracy and willfully, this is the charge, mingling a pharmaceutical with food. Wow. So, you know, it's one thing to act out, be a little bit bratty, be a bad kid, do something you shouldn't do. That is worse than rebellion. Fair or foul? What do you say, America? Hey, your parents won't let you do something? Simply drug them. Mom, Mommy, let me make you a milkshake. Let me have access to your drugs. That is terrible. They want to use the internet, and they were going to do whatever they could do. Now, they're not releasing any of the names of any of these people, of course, because they're minors, and what's going to happen, are they going to get a slap on the wrist? I'm assuming probably... that's what's going to happen. Probably that's what's going to happen. That they'll scare them to death, but they're not going to do any kind of serious juvie time, and there'll be a lesson learned. That'd be kind of freaky though if your kid drugged you. I don't know. That would be a little awkward, wouldn't it? And you still have years to go with this kid, or they do. They have years to go with that kid before they presumably leave the house. Lock up all the drugs. That's what you're supposed to do. They have these farm parties anyway, so kids really understand what drugs, I think, do you in and what drugs make you feel trashed out of your mind or whatever. It was probably easy for them to get their hands on the sleeping pills. And this is just, I mean, I bring these things up all the time because I don't understand it. We have this happen at football games. We have the nativity scene that had to be put down in Santa Monica, even though for 80 plus years they had the nativity scene, but the atheist didn't like it, so then it becomes a big deal. Now you have this, which I don't understand. I have some friends who are super uber religious, and I have some friends that are not religious. I have two friends actually that are, I know, atheists, and you can't talk them into it, trust me, but they're really good guys, and they wouldn't care. They wouldn't care about a nativity scene. Anyway, it's not about the nativity scene for Fair or Foul. It's about this crazy dispute. You know, the Daughters of the American Revolution. Of course, that's one of the biggest patriotic, oldest groups that we have around. They've eradicated any mention of God in their official book. They removed prayers, poems, all that kind of stuff that reference any kind of Christian references whatsoever. And they told their members to not pray in the name of Jesus. So, naturally, there are many members that are outraged. The Daughters of the American Revolution, are you kidding? Especially in the South and the Southeast, but even in the Northeast. So, this has been brewing. We talked about it, I think, with Jeff Holtzman or somebody from Washington. This has been brewing for like a year plus when the members of the Daughters of the American Revolution learned about these revised books, you know, their ritual books, the guidelines for the chaplains, that they were completely altered, redacted, if you will, kind of like they do in the CIA, taking out key parts. Let's just take our redacting tool and pull out all these words that reference God in any sense. So they noticed that the names had been altered, and that's how they started to call them out for it. Like, what are you doing here? Are you kidding me? Could there be an organization that has deeper roots in the Christian faith? Certainly, I would put them on the top 10 list for that. For 122 years, that's been part of the mission, part of their deal. I mean, if you go back and you look this up, DAR was founded in 1890 as a non-profit, non-political, there's the key, volunteer women's service organization, right? And membership is open to anybody who can prove that they are a descendant of a patriot from the American Revolution. How many people they have in this group? 170,000. They got 3,000 chapters. Come on, Fair or Foul? I gotta say it's foul. I gotta call foul on both of them. Spiking the milkshake and redacting the word of God out of the DAR stuff. Craziness. What do you think?
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Chief, does he want to hear it? I think he does. I think he got a taste of it when he was tooling around with the Prez during the whole Sandy thing. But the buzz in Washington is whether or not people are upset with Chris Christie slamming the Republicans, his own party, and especially the now, once again, Speaker of the House, John Boehner, because of that delayed vote on the $6 billion Sandy recovery bill. Governor Christie went bonkers. He went crazy. Everything but the swearing was going on with Christie. So I think Boehner was more than furious over the reaction, saying that, you know, that one of the things that Christie said was that the Sandy legislation couldn't overcome the toxic internal politics of the House majority. Ooh. He held a big old news conference and went nuts. He wasn't the only one, because he reached across to a fellow governor in New York, Andrew Cuomo. And Cuomo, of course, felt the same way, but wasn't quite as harsh as Chris Christie was. And he kept saying there's only one group to blame for the suffering of the innocent victims. That's the House majority and their Speaker, John Boehner. See, here's the thing. Chris Christie didn't get the memo that in D.C., if you want to play, you have to pay your dues. And paying your dues means you do the Potomac two-step. You don't step on the people that are right there by the Potomac. And that's exactly what he did. Although I say, it was smart of Chris Christie, because whether you like him, don't like him, whatever, what you see is what you get. That's part of the whole deal with Christie. I think that's even why he masks everything up with the weight thing when he's asked about that, because this is who he is. Hey, he's tried things, whatever, this is who I am. Take it or leave it. I might bite your head off. You ask me a bonehead question, you're a reporter. I might snap your neck back a little bit when you step up to the microphone at a public forum and say something stupid that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. He doesn't really suffer fools very well, and he was so hot. I have a friend that works in the government in Jersey and said, man, Trenton was lit up. Everybody was talking about it. They couldn't even get their work done because all day long it was like Christie-isms. So they call them Christie-isms, like little gifts after the holiday. And he delivered. He delivered by just slamming Congress to the ground. I mean, good for him for saying that, you know, hey, this was wrong. We need the money. We need the money now. We're freezing, and we got stuff that we have to do here, and it was promised to us. He's on the short list for the Republicans for 2016. Everybody keeps saying Jeb Bush, so his name comes up too. And the other name that is constantly floated is Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, who swears he just wants to stay in the governor's mansion for as long as he can until the terms are up, and that's it for him. So Chris Christie may never get to hear that familiar hail to the chief music when a president comes in the room and leaves the room. It's like one of those bubbles, the cartoon bubbles kind of flying over your head. The music just trails. It's always there somewhere, wherever you go. And I wonder how many times, I was thinking this, twice, and maybe three times I've been at events where a president is. It was Clinton once, Bush once, and three times, and Obama once. And they played the Hail to the Chief, and I thought, I wonder how many times in the course of their presidency they hear that tune. Is it that they just keep hearing it? They hear it. How many times in an entire year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? All right, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A couple of you definitely already weighed in on some fair or fouls. This one is over the toxic milkshake that the parents were given by the teenage daughter and her friend because they wanted to be able to do what they wanted to do on the internet when they were told time's up, it's your bedtime. So Bill in New Hampshire, Ted in New Mexico, and Chris in Illinois, all three agree, nasty mean girls need to do time. I would definitely punish them, Bill says, if that one was my daughter. She would never see the light of day. Yeah, but can you say Dyfus? So that's the problem with that. All of them think they should be disciplined and not get a slap on the wrist, which I really believe they're going to get a slap on the wrist. All right, here's some other comments on the milkshake, the toxic milkshake, which seems to have struck a chord. Quickly, I'll refresh it. Girl wants to, teenage girl in California, naturally, wants to use the internet. Parents say there's a curfew, friend is over, they decide to throw some prescription sleeping pills in the milkshake, serve it up so that they can do what they want. Parents wake up, they feel incredibly groggy, like something's wrong, get a drug test from a cop, take it down to the police station, and then the daughter is arrested. Good luck with that one. So here's a few more comments. This one from Stasi, who says, you got to be kidding me with that milkshake. And they knew something was wrong because they're on prescription pills. So they realized that the fog that they're normally in was probably 10 times greater than what an average day feels like. Good comment. And this one from Matt, who says, oh, give me a break there with those prescription pills. Don't they know to lock them up? Have you heard farm parties are like the new raves? And they screwed up. Yeah, they screwed up by, well, I don't know that they screwed up by the pills being in a medicine cabinet. They trusted their daughter. I don't think they were expecting they were going to get some kind of a cocktail, a toxic cocktail, and would feel the way that they felt when they woke up. But they obviously must have had an idea that the kid had some problems, because why would you even think of that? Why would you think of of getting a drug test or, you know, something's not right. I bet you that's what's happened here. There's more to this story, I fear, than we know. More to it, for sure. All right, here's another one. This one from Jimmy. And Jimmy says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. As always, you're making it interesting. I was going to go off on the whole fiscal cliffhanger, as you call it, thing, but who cares? I agree with you. Moving forward, the milkshake, I got to tell you, I raised three daughters of my own. I can't imagine that they would try to do that to me, but I guarantee you I would find a way to teach them a lesson, and that's what needs to happen here so it doesn't happen again." Yeah, pretty tough to, I don't know, pretty tough to do anything. 15 years old, you know, not going to be charged most likely with anything. Yeah, I mean, you could do, I guess there's something you could do as a parent. You could just take away the internet. But, you know, these kids are smart. She'll figure out a way around that most likely. And as I mentioned, there has to be something more here that we don't know, because just because you wake up the way you wake up and you know something's awry, why are you automatically thinking, okay, I have to, you know, okay, I have to go get an official drug test. That seems very, I don't know, that seems very odd to me. All right, and a couple people wanted to also throw in their 2 cents, and you can do it too, on the Daughters of the American Revolution, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. This one from Tall Paul, who says, "Wow, the DAR, even there it's not sacred to mention Christ in any form. What a ridiculous country we have. Who cares? I have to tell you, I'm an agnostic, and I don't find it offensive at all. Of course, it's slightly different than an atheist. It just makes no sense. The pressure put on people to remove references is just sickening to me, and I don't understand why it is so offensive to so many. Why, in the name of God?" I get the reference there. This one from Paula. Paula's listening to us in the great state of Missouri. "Hello, America Tonight and Katie D. I don't understand. DAR has deep roots, to be sure. I have two friends that are involved. I know about what you're speaking of, because it has been blasted all over the place. My friends have been talking about it. They're talking about dropping out of the chapter. They're so saddened by what has happened here, and they do not understand why there was no vote on removing anything from any kind of a official missile." Yeah, you know, that's a good point. How do you have that many? You have 170,000 members. You have all this history. That's when people talk about the DAR, you're talking about your lineage, being able to trace it all the way back to the revolution. You know, and you got to have those papers, the whole thing. You're tracing it back to a patriot, and that's the deal. So if you're able to do that and you have this code of honor of the DAR, how do they do that? They get around it with no vote. How can you get around that membership? You have that many members, 170,000, and you do that. I mean, you know, come on. Ridiculous. Don I Am, you get the last word on this one. He says, "Next we'll be taking Under God out of our history." Yeah, pretty wild. And we've already seen that. We've seen things that have happened there, like with the Pledge of Allegiance and whatnot. All right, we're kicking it old school next here on ATN.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
That we could go back in a time machine in history and find things like balanced budgets and men who are men. Although I know plenty of you, lots of you that listen to America Tonight. Cheaper gas, when we didn't even have that as part of the conversation. Hey, what'd you pay for gas? Did you get around the block without having to fill it up to the tune of $50 for that SUV, that gas hog that you're riding? You know, those kind of things were never talked about. Oh, the Chevy Volt, the electric car. None of that was talked about. Nobody was worried about it. The good old days, you know, when you actually could go on vacation and afford it and stay a second week. And you worked for a company that did give you the gold watch, not just the cheap bracelet. You got the gold watch and you actually had a golden parachute should something happen. You could have a soft landing. There's not too many soft landings these days. So as we turn the final corner, I got to go off on a couple of quick things here because we haven't talked about it. We started the show just briefly mentioning the fact that John Boehner is in as Speaker of the House again, even though he was speaking out of both sides of his mouth. And I'll clarify this again. You know, I always say this here on America Tonight. I don't care if you're left of left or right of right, somewhere in between, really searching for that third party, searching for your own identity. You have a voice here on America Tonight. It's about the buzz in the backyard. You can always ring us up and throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or shoot me an email at americatonight.net, as plenty of you were able to quickly do when we talked about the two fair or fouls, the poisoned milkshake, and all these references about God and all that stuff being taken out of some of the DAR material. Certainly not all of it, but some of it was what I call a redacted piece of information that was out there. And that's just, I don't get it. That's just stupid. Especially if you look at the lineage of that group. It is what it is. That's it. Why can't we leave some things in place? So Wipeout is the perfect song to play for this old school segment. Because back in the old days, people were more concerned about what was happening in their own lives, and seemingly, and they must have been busy doing fun things, not trying to wipe out somebody else's ideals. You could share. You could have different points of view and have conversations about them. You could be an atheist and have a friend who was really, really an uber-religious person, and you were still friends. You could get along. They could have a Jesus statue in their yard, and it didn't matter that you live next door and you think that that is nothing but a false idol. You could have that conversation, and it worked, but it doesn't seem to work anymore. And here's the thing. While we're all hung up on this phony fiscal cliff that never really was, something else is looming that is so much bigger if you care about the people behind you. If you have children, if you have nephews, nieces, people that you care about that have kids, whatever, any future generations, if you want to see this country still be a superpower, thrive and survive, for goodness sake, we have to be concerned about the debt. You know, this nonsense of the debt ceiling, this is another thing. Why do we have to have this conversation about the debt ceiling every year? Because it's convenient. It's tailor-made for politicians. If you have the right constituents, then you sell them either way. That, hey, I'm not lifting that debt ceiling. I won't do it. We're too much in debt. We got to get away from the plastic. We got to pay off the principal. We got to come up with a balanced budget. Or the reverse. Well, you know, this is how it works in Washington, and we're going to work on trimming some other things, but we've got to be able to lift the debt ceiling because we can't go bad on the money that we owe. We got to pay on time. We can't do that. We can't run away from the responsibility or whatever nonsense they make up. So you got these upcoming talks on raising the $16.4 trillion debt ceiling, right? And what happens next? What happens? What are we going to do? Default? Stand not in quicksand, but stand and really take it? Or are we pushing the debt ceiling up again? And Tiny Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, is going to bail before the debt ceiling battle. So it's perfect because he set this up this way. He wasn't worried about digging out of it. He was worried about pushing the debt ceiling, giving it some more time, putting a Band-Aid over it. It's very convenient because he doesn't have to rip the Band-Aid off. He'll go off to serve on whatever board he serves on, go back to Wall Street, whatever it might be. I mean, Geithner's only 51, and he's the only remaining person on any of the original economic teams that Obama put together. And he was part of the bailouts during the banks too big to fail, 2008 financial crisis. He had a big role in negotiating with Congress, the budget deal, and all of this past nonsense over the debt ceiling. So then he's going to be out. Does it matter? It's like he says, just put it on American Express. I'll see you. Make sure you can pay for my goodbye party. That's it. So he's left a mess. It doesn't matter. He's a lame ducker. That's it. Because he said December 31st, the U.S. is hitting its statutory debt limit. That means we got to have emergency steps to keep funding the government and avoid default. You remember he kept saying extraordinary measures. By relying on them, we can get about $200 billion of what he was calling headroom to avoid a default, meaning pushing the ceiling again. I mean, what is Washington anymore? It's like turn and burn. Tax, we tax, and then we spend. We tax to spend. That's it. That's what we do. We keep doing the same thing. I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, it's beyond making sense. I'm at a loss for words because I have talked about this certainly enough long before 2008. And then when 2008 hit, it was just the handwriting on the wall that we saw. It's not hieroglyphics. Geithner said back in June he wanted to leave. He wanted to go back to New York. I'm leaving. I'm going back to New York. Going back to Wall Street. So you have global threats. You have this debt ceiling stuff. And the president was pushing him to stay through the end of the first term and beyond. And now this is perfect. I mean, he's getting out of this. He's done. And who's left behind to clean up the mess? He says there's no way to get a deal done. It's going to take an enormous amount of time. There's going to be lots of back and forth to try to get any kind of a real deal done here. So this is, again, another one of these scenarios. It's like the fake fiscal cliff. We keep talking about the same things over and over. I don't understand. You know, really, when I say I'm at a loss for words, I am, because how do you get that position? How do you get a cabinet position? And the entire time you realize, because he's there for the whole term, the entire time you are seeing this, you are living it, you're breathing it. You know what the two things are. If you are Tiny Tim, what are the two things that you have to work the hardest on? And the answer is, naturally, it's the massive amount of debt, and it's the fact that we keep going back to the well when we get tangled up in things that are set to expire, and it's the spending and the taxing and the confusion. And this is supposed to be our smartest financial man. So, or maybe I said this a long time ago, we're putting the wrong people in place. We're picking the wrong people to be in key government spots, who are advisors, who are supposed to handle things like the economy. Get the smarter economists on board. Maybe do it instead of just having one guy. How about having 3, 4, 5? Imagine that, 5 different advisors. And don't make it political. Let's figure out a way out of this. There has to be a way out of this, for goodness sake.
Would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.